Well, good evening. My name is Jeremy Blands. Down here is my wife, Michelle. We have our little daughter, Lila, in the nursery. She's a little bit under 2 years old. And we also have another baby girl on the way due in October, so we're looking forward to that. Do want to thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Church, for giving us an opportunity to be here. It is a privilege and a blessing for us, and we're just glad to be here again. We did get to come last year, our first time here. We got to be here for the camp meeting, and we enjoyed that. It was nice getting to meet many of you. But we are missionaries going to Nicaragua, and Pastor, don't feel bad. I get it all the time. I've seen, let me go ahead and give it a little preface here. Nicaragua is in Central America. I've seen church websites where it's listed under Africa, so don't feel bad at all. But we're just glad to be here. Nicaragua is in Central America. They're a very poor country. Right now, they're the second poorest country in all the Western Hemisphere. If you're familiar with Haiti, how they had that really bad earthquake a few years back, same exact thing happened in Nicaragua back in 72. Country was doing fairly well at that time. They had a major earthquake, destroyed their capital city. Many, many people died. The city was in shambles, and the country's never really fully recovered. They got thrown into revolution. They got thrown into civil war up through the 80s, and they're just now starting to come out of that, but it's still going through a little bit of a tough time. But we're just thankful that the Lord has given us a place and a people to reach there in Nicaragua. Now, you'll learn a lot more here in the video in just a moment, but when you think of Central America, oftentimes you think of Spanish-speaking, you think of Roman Catholic, and there is a lot of that in Western Nicaragua. The place that we're targeting long-term is Eastern, particularly Northeastern Nicaragua. Out on the Northeastern side, there's an area called the Mosquito Coast. And no, it's not named after the bugs. It's named after a people group called the Mosquito. Right now, they are an unreached people group. They're the main people group over there, but they're considered to be less than 3% evangelized. Now, that's not just Independent Baptist. That's not just Baptist. That's any group that would claim salvation is by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. So Independent Baptists would just be a small fraction of that 3%. And the main reason is it's not that they don't like God. It's not that they've rejected God. It's many of them have never even heard about Jesus Christ and about how he has paid the price for our salvation. That salvation is a free gift that we can receive by faith because he's paid for it by believing upon the finished work of Jesus Christ. And ultimately, that's what we're going to do. But as we watch our video, it'll spell out a little bit more about our plans. And then we'll come back here and get into God's word and hope you enjoy it. If you have any questions as you watch the video, just hold on to them because we'll be at our table after the service. So I'd be glad to answer any questions you might have. Thank you.
Between the Central American countries of Honduras and Costa Rica lies the country of Nicaragua. Nicaragua is the largest country in all of Central America. Known as the land of lakes and volcanoes, Nicaragua is home to 50 volcanoes. 7 of these are still active. Over the last 50 years, Nicaragua has endured a major earthquake, civil war, and even one of the most deadly hurricanes in recent history. As a result of poor economic conditions, Nicaragua is the second poorest country in all of the Western Hemisphere. While most Nicaraguan people are considered Roman Catholic, most of them do not understand the gospel. There are still American Indian tribes, such as the Mosquito Indians, of whom only about 2% are evangelized. Some still practice pagan rituals, but they all still need the gospel. Because the people have very little money, they're unable to travel great distances to attend church and to hear the gospel being preached. My name is Jeremy Blands, and this is my wife Michelle. We are missionaries to Nicaragua, sent out of West Jacksonville Baptist Church in Jacksonville, Florida. We have partnered with BIMI as we prepare to serve the Lord in Nicaragua. Up until the age of about 6, I was raised going to church. One night, as I spoke with my mother, I realized that I had never personally accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior. That night, I rested my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and was saved. Much of my life, I was not raised in church. When I was 17, I began attending church and began really growing as a Christian. By the age of 19, I had surrendered to serve the Lord in missions. I then went to Bible college, where I met my future wife, Michelle.
I was raised in a Christian home, and by the age of 12, I realized that although I believed in God, I needed to be sure of my salvation. After school one day, I rested my faith in Jesus Christ. As a teenager, I surrendered to serve the Lord in missions. During my senior year of high school, I took my first trip to Nicaragua, where the Lord planted seeds in my heart. I saw how little the people had, but also how much they needed Christ. After I graduated high school, I attended Bible college, where I met Jeremy.
During our time in Bible college, I gained experience in missions, evangelism, and children's ministries. Michelle focused on education, music, and children's ministries as well. The Lord had brought us together during this time, and in 2008, we had both graduated from Bible college. On March 13th, 2009, we were united in marriage. During our first year of marriage, we prayed about where the Lord would send us, and in March 2010, we took our first trip together to Nicaragua with senior missionary Bob Dayton. We saw a great work that had been started in one part of the country, as well as another side of the country that is yet to be reached. We spoke with the Nicaraguan Christians and pastors, and they expressed to us a deep desire to have somebody come and help them bring the gospel to their people. Near the end of our trip, as we flew across the country, Brother Dayton showed us town after town after town that did not have a gospel-preaching church. He explained to us that unless somebody comes to bring them the gospel, they may never have an opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as their Savior. As the prophet Jeremiah wrote, "Mine eye hath affected my heart." God broke our heart for these people. After much prayer, we discussed this with our pastor, and we surrendered to serve the Lord as missionaries to the people of Nicaragua. In June 2010, we were approved as missionaries with BIMI and sent out of West Jacksonville Baptist Church. Because our church has a close relationship with senior missionary Dr. Bob Dayton, we have partnered with them as we begin our ministry. After we complete deputation, our short-term goals are to first, learn the language. Second, work 1 year in Managua alongside Dr. Dayton, senior missionary of 50 years. And third, assist in soul winning, church planting, and discipleship. After we complete our first year in Managua, our long-term goals are to branch out and begin ministering in Puerto Cabeza and the surrounding areas, plant indigenous churches, and to begin a Bible Institute to train the Nicaraguans to carry on the work of the ministry. The people of Nicaragua are not only very poor materially, but without Christ, they are living in spiritual darkness. Our desire is to bring them the gospel, to open their eyes, and to turn them from darkness unto light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins.